This is the one-stop FPL podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of One Stop FPL with me, your host, Andy Johnson. On today's episode, we're taking a look at Game Week 27. This is going to be a really short episode that runs through some of the team news ahead of each of the fixtures so we can get our heads around how we're going to navigate all of the injuries that have suddenly plagued our sides ahead of the Game Week 27 deadline. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Right then, Game Week 26 is done and dusted. And unfortunately, it was another red arrow for me. A measly 43 points was all I could muster from my starting 11. I also took a minus 4 hit. I heard some late news just ahead of the deadline that Kevin De Bruyne was going to be benched. So I made the call to bring Neto in. I'd already brought in Hwang for Jota. So I was doubling up on a Wolves midfield. And on paper, it looked great with that fixture against Sheffield United, but they laboured to a 1-0 victory. And of course, it was the only other man that I didn't have up front for Wolves. It was Sarabia who got the goal. And then to make matters worse, Wolves laboured to another 1-0 victory in midweek against Brighton in the FA Cup, but Hwang Hee-chan got injured. So now I have that problem to deal with. A couple more injuries also in my side that I'm going to have to contemplate as well. And we'll come onto those in a minute. So fairly disappointing. If you, however, didn't fall into the Wolves trap and instead you opted for Aston Villa midfielders, you would have been tempted by either Douglas Luiz or Leon Bailey. Well, both of them did not disappoint. If you were eyeing up some good returns at home against Nottingham Forest, you'll have been absolutely delighted to see either Douglas Luiz with his two goals or Leon Bailey with his goal and an assist. I know there was a bit of debate going on over which Wolves midfielder to get or which Aston Villa midfielder to get. Well, it really didn't matter either way because both of the popular Wolves options failed to disappoint and both of the Villa ones absolutely delivered. So it really depended on which team you went for ultimately. Time now to turn our attentions to Game Week 27. The deadline is Saturday the 2nd of March at 1:30 p.m. UK time. No early kickoff. And in fact, that is 90 minutes ahead of the first set of fixtures for the game week. And there are, in fact, 6 3 o'clock games on the Saturday. Brentford versus Chelsea we'll take a look at first. And the big news at Brentford is that Ben Mee has been confirmed injured out for the season. And that is going to significantly weaken that Brentford defence that has already been fairly suspect of late. So if you fancy Chelsea to get a return there, just bear in mind Nkunku is out injured still. I think really the best option from an attacking perspective at Chelsea is still Cole Palmer. We know that Chelsea will blank for certain in game week 29. So bear that in mind if you're thinking about bringing in Palmer. Everton versus West Ham. Well, the injury news at Everton, there's not too much new information. We know that Onana and Gay are both still out. So that is a problem for Everton in midfield. From West Ham's perspective, great to see Jarrod Bowen back with a bang after his hat-trick in game week 26. That is, of course, thanks in part to the return of Lucas Paquetar. He's certainly a player that helps West Ham tick and certainly very beneficial for Jarrod Bowen as well. So certainly one to consider. A not too bad fixture away at Everton. Definitely Goodison Park, one of those grounds where if Everton start well, it's a difficult place to go. But if West Ham can silence Everton early on, it could be a long afternoon for the Toffees. Fulham versus Brighton. Well, we don't really have too many FPL interests in Fulham. Paulinho is suspended, so that defensive midfield slot will be weaker. Fulham will probably be easier to get at. And we know that Brighton do like to play a very attacking brand of football. The problem we've got, of course, is De Zerbi's rotation policy. Very difficult to predict which team is going to be fielded. We do know Mitoma is out for the season. That's a big blow to Brighton. And another thing that will weaken them slightly going forward is Billy Gilmore. A lot of play goes through him. Well, his suspension carries on for another two more games. So Brighton a little bit weaker to their starting 11. We also have some concerns over whether or not Estupiñán is going to start at left back or whether it will still be Tarik Lamptey. So we'll have to wait and see. But question marks over some of the selection at Brighton. Newcastle versus Wolves. Well, I think the main thing for Newcastle is that Isak is back. He's probably likely to start. That will mean that Anthony Gordon will almost certainly go back out to a wide position, which I actually think is probably better suited to him. Wilson, of course, still out. And also Dubravka, who missed the last game. That wasn't through injury or being dropped. It was simply through illness. Well, he returns to Newcastle's side this week. Almost certainly will be back between the sticks. However, Newcastle defensively have been really, really poor of late. I think they've actually got the worst expected goals conceded in the entire league over the last few weeks. So I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Wolves get a result here. Now, I did mention it earlier, Hwang Hee-chan injured in midweek in the FA Cup game against Brighton. Looks like a hamstring injury. We've already had it confirmed to us from O'Neill in the press conference that he won't play in game week 27. He said there's no official timeline on his return. He obviously hopes that it isn't too serious. We also know that Mateus Cunha will still be out for Wolves. So Wolves are weaker up front. However, I think the big strength that Wolves have is their counter-attacking style of football. And that is predominantly through the pace they offer out wide from Sarabia and Pedro Neto. And that is definitely something that can be utilised to its absolute maximum away at Newcastle. Newcastle with a poor defensive record, but at home, the pressure from the home fans will be a huge expectation placed on them to attack. And so I think that could play into Wolves' hands. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see returns from someone like a Pedro Neto in this game. Forest versus Liverpool. No real new injury news or team news of note for Nottingham Forest. I don't think there are too many Forest players in our FPL teams. Liverpool, on the other hand, a few things to consider here. Salah, been confirmed to us by Klopp, he won't feature in game week 26. He is hopeful and trying to get him fit in time for Manchester City in game week 28, but he won't feature this game week. It's also worth noting that both Szoboszlai and Darwin Nunez have been back in training this week, so they could both feature in game week 27 away at Nottingham Forest. Richarlison injured for Spurs. That is the biggest headline for Tottenham versus Palace this week. Was confirmed to us by Ange Postecoglou in his team news update that went out on social media that Richarlison has picked up an injury in training. 3 to 4 weeks is what he's been quoted. He was originally quoted 2 to 3 weeks, and then he later said 3 to 4 weeks. So not looking too great for Richarlison, and he was one of those popular options along with Heung-min Son for those who are eyeing up trying to not free hit in game week 29, Spurs with a good fixture away at Fulham in that big blank game week. Unfortunately, there's huge question marks over whether or not Richarlison will feature now in game week 29, but he certainly won't feature this week at home against Crystal Palace. Now, what that does mean is that Heung-min Son will almost certainly not be playing out wide on the left, but will instead go back to playing centrally, which was where he was getting plenty of joy when Richarlison was out of form and out of the starting lineup. So it is good news if you're a Son owner, and also good news if you're planning on buying Son this game week. Other injury news for Spurs, Destiny Udogi is back in training. He's very likely to feature from the start this week in that inverted left-back role. Pedro Porro, on the other hand, still around a week away, so he will not feature in game week 27. For Crystal Palace, visiting the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, they will be absolutely delighted to hear that Eze is back in training and very much likely to return to the starting lineup. But still no Elise and still no Mark Gahey. Mark Gahey, in fact, ended up, I believe, having some surgery in the last week, which will rule him out for a good couple of months. So a nice cheap option in defence has been taken away from us there. Luton versus Aston Villa now. And there's a fair bit of injury news to update you on with regards to Luton. The first is that Adebayo, the striker, he's not likely to be back in time for game week 27. So he is still injured. Amari Bell has also picked up an injury. And that adds to a bit of a growing list at the back for Luton, who are starting to get down to the bare bones. That is perhaps not good news for Doughty owners, as Luton are at home against Aston Villa this week. And of course, we know they're in good form at the moment. Lots of goals being scored from Aston Villa, from the likes of Watkins, Bailey, Douglas Luiz. So if you've got any Villa attacking assets, it's a good week to own them. Pau Torres and Ezri Konsa also back at the back for Aston Villa. So they'll be in contention to return to the starting lineup, which obviously therefore leaves big question marks over the minutes of the likes of Longley, Diogo Carlos, Matty Cash. So there are question marks over who's going to start and who should be in your FPL teams in terms of Villa defenders. Burnley versus Bournemouth. No real news to update you on Burnley. And let's be honest, there aren't too many FPL picks to tempt us in that Burnley squad. I think the only person that anyone really has is Charlie Taylor, the 3.9 defender who has been on everyone's third choice bench option for pretty much the whole season. For Bournemouth, the big news, the one that everyone is wondering is Solanke fit? And unfortunately, I don't have a definitive answer. He is a major doubt. Iraola has said that he's felt a strain in his knee. And apparently it's something that he's been carrying for quite a while, I think, since the Spurs game, which was around Christmas, New Year time. But apparently he felt it in particular this week. Interestingly, Iraola did say in the press conference that he said that Solanke himself will sort of decide whether or not he's fit to play. So it sounds to me like he'll either start or he just won't feature at all. So I think if you've got him in your side, you start him this week, because I doubt he'll come on for the last 5 minutes and get you a one pointer. Of course, I could well have just jinxed that, but I just think that if he declares himself fit, he'll start. He's so important to this Bournemouth attack. And if he does play, you definitely don't want to miss out on a potential haul against this Burnley side who have just shipped so many goals. Again, I am fearful that I'm jinxing this after last week's Hwang episode, but hopefully that isn't the case with Solanke this week. It's also worth mentioning, of course, that Bournemouth double in 28 and they've got home games against Sheffield United and Luton. So it's a terrible time to sell Solanke, especially if there is a possibility that all will be okay. It's obviously something he's been carrying for a little while, so he can play through it. We hope he's fit for 27, and we certainly hope he's fit for the double. It's probably also worth just mentioning that if you are looking to load up on a couple more Bournemouth players ahead of that double, obviously there's Tavernier in midfield, who is a very good option, although midfield spaces are limited in our FPL sides. So there's lots of competition there. Defensively, I think the two best options for Bournemouth are probably Zabani and Senesi. I would say that Senesi offers you a better attacking threat. He's obviously got a couple of double-digit hauls this season already. The only thing to consider with Senesi is that he's two yellow cards away from a suspension, which would be a two-match suspension as well. It's also worth mentioning that, obviously, if he got a yellow in game week 27 and then he got a yellow in the first game of game week 28, he would miss the second game of game week 28, which would be hugely frustrating if you had brought him in specifically for that double. So I think if you want the safe option, you go with Zabani. If you fancy a potentially marginally higher upside, perhaps Senesi if you fancy a risk. Right, let's take a look now at the Manchester derby. Manchester City, no real injury news of note to report on. Grealish's groin injury will rule him out for a few weeks, but in all reality, Grealish hasn't been a viable FPL pick for a little while now. Kevin De Bruyne surely will start after his 4 assists for Erling Haaland in the FA Cup earlier in the week. That's terribly frustrating for those of us that had De Bruyne and Haaland for that massive double game week 25. Really underwhelming performances from them in that double. And then they've gone and smashed it in the FA Cup. Always the way. But I do expect Kevin De Bruyne to start in this game despite playing the full 90 in the FA Cup. As for Manchester United, we know Hoyland is still out and it's likely that Maguire will miss out as well. Ten Hag confirming that he has the same players to choose from this week as he did in the FA Cup, and Maguire missed out through injury as well. I don't believe it's a long-term thing though, so if you are an owner like myself, I think he's quite a nice option to just keep on your bench, and hopefully he's back for some of those easier game weeks for Manchester United that you can just drop in. And finally, it's Sheffield United versus Arsenal. The main news from Sheffield United is that Brereton Diaz, he's back in training, but no one, I think, is seriously looking at Sheffield United players for FPL this season. As for Arsenal, no new injury concerns. I definitely think that Bukayo Saka is a contender for the captain's armband this week. Ultimately, you've got Haaland or Saka. I do think that maybe Son, if you've got Son at home against Crystal Palace, is also a nice alternative option. Potentially even Ollie Watkins away at Luton. But let's be honest, Haaland bangs in 5 goals in midweek in the FA Cup. I mean, it takes a seriously brave person to not give Haaland the armband. I know it's a derby and anything can happen, but the reality is that Haaland at times can just be absolutely unplayable. Fixture proof. I think he is the captaincy choice for game week 27. It's also just worth mentioning, going back to Arsenal, I think even though they're away, I just can't see Sheffield United getting a goal here. They just look so poor at the moment, and Arsenal do have the best defence in the league. Many of us are on a Arsenal double up in defence. I've got Gabriel and Saliba. A few have that, or a few have Gabriel and David Raya. It is worth noting, though, that David Raya, this will be his last game until the end of March for Arsenal. And that is because he can't face his parent club, Brentford, in game week 28 and Arsenal blank in game week 29. So he won't return again until after the international break, which is at the end of March. So there you have it. That is the team news for all of the fixtures ahead of game week 27. Also touched on a little bit of captaincy chat there as well. With regards to chip strategy, I think the main thing to consider is how is your team shaping up at the moment if you were going into game week 29? How many players do you have right now that play in game week 29? But also not just how many, but what's the quality of player that you've got in your side? It's all well and good being able to field 6, 7, 8, 9 players in 29 and thinking you can get through it. But if they're not great players and they're not going to give you a lot of FPL returns, then perhaps it isn't just about a numbers game. I'll quickly run through the confirmed fixtures for game week 29. Burnley versus Brentford, Luton versus Nottingham Forest, Fulham versus Tottenham, and West Ham versus Aston Villa. So if you're in a position like me where you've only got 2 or 3 players that will feature in that game week, I mean, I've got Charlie Taylor in the Burnley defence. I certainly don't fancy a return there, even though they are at home, but it's Brentford. And I think Ivan Toney could definitely get returns there. I've also got West Ham keeper Areola. Again, I definitely would be backing the Aston Villa attack to get returns over any kind of West Ham defence. And I've also got Richarlison, who is now an injury doubt for that game week 29 trip to Craven Cottage. I'd certainly rather have Son at the moment, given the injury concerns to Richarlison. So if you're in a similar boat to me, you're almost certainly going to be free hitting in game week 29. Now, if you have maybe three or four players, but you've got Ivan Toney, Jared Bowen, Son, Watkins, and Alfie Doughty, you've already got five players, and they're five pretty good options. You could add to that maybe a Douglas Luiz and a Ross Barkley, and all of a sudden you've got seven really, really good options in game week 29. And that could end up completely outscoring someone who has sort of managed to mishmash together 9, 10, 11 players who feature in game week 29, but they're not great options like I have. So it's not just about a numbers game. It's definitely about the quality of player that you've got in your side. And if you do have those players, then you've got a great opportunity to save your free hit and instead use that to really attack some of those later double game weeks in 34 and 37. And of course, don't forget that if we continually look on the horizon, we can miss something right in front of us. Don't neglect game weeks 27 and 28 just for the sake of trying to get a side cobbled together for game week 29. We've got some great fixtures this week, and we've got doubles from Bournemouth and Luton in game week 28. Don't neglect those. Keep focusing on picking up the points every single game week and keep fighting for those green arrows. Best of luck to everyone ahead of the game week 27 deadline. Once again, the reminder of the deadline, it's Saturday the 2nd of March at 1:30 p.m. UK time. Don't miss it. Thank you very much to everyone listening. My name is Andy Johnson. You can find me on Twitter or X at Andy J Audio or at One Stop FPL. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon.